Now, a look at boating. It fuels a $2 billion economic engine in Maryland, but all those boats in the water can lead to pollutants winding up in streams, rivers, and the Chesapeake Bay. WYPR's John Lee reports on efforts to make boating less of a threat to the bay's health.
Tim and Yvonne Treadwell are tanking up their 34-foot formula for one last trip before putting it away for the winter. They're using a cup to catch any gas that might spill into the water. Yvonne says this summer they've gone to Fells Point, Chestertown, and Rock Hall for swimming and concerts.
We just play all up and down the bay. It's a lot of fun.
And families want things clean. Clean water, clean facilities. Frank Bean is the office manager at the Chesapeake Yachting Center in Middle River, where the Treadwells gassed up. Bean says boating is about families now, and that's a big change.
Years ago, like you said, it used to be the guy and a bunch of guys come down to get on the boat, go fishing. That was the end of it.
He's got the front. I'm already done. I just need you to hold the back of the boat.
Okay.
Tim Eckers, the yard manager. His crew's maneuvering a boat onto a travel lift. They put straps under the vessel, then the lift raises the boat up and out of Frogmorter Creek, which flows into the Middle River. Water pours from the hull as the boat's suspended in midair. The crew power washes the boat before it's stored for the winter, but the runoff from that doesn't end up in the creek. It goes down a drain to the sewage system. Any gunk from the cleaning is captured and disposed of. Bean says times have changed from when he was a kid growing up on the Patuxent River.
You had an oily rag, you threw it overboard, and it sank, and everybody was happy. Change of oil if it leaked in the water. Nobody paid any attention to it.
Now, pollution in the bay from boats is minuscule when compared with, say, runoff from farm fields, yards, and golf courses. But it's not small fry. There are around 200,000 registered boats and 600 marinas in Maryland. Over the last few decades, government regulations required boaters to clean things up. For instance, no more dumping sewage overboard, please. And in 1998, Maryland became the first state to start a voluntary clean marina program. Donna Morrow is the program coordinator. She says a clean marina does things not required by law.
Most of the things that we ask you to do don't cost money, they take time.
Things like training staff how to prevent accidental spills and picking up trash every day. About a quarter of the state's marinas have qualified as clean. The state promotes them and offers them technical assistance. Morrow says some marinas don't want to do it because they don't want the government poking around their business. But she says she doesn't have any enforcement authority. In Baltimore County, clean marinas get a tax break on their stormwater management fee. But the county council decided to phase out the so-called rain tax next year. Morrow admits losing that tax break hurts her pitch to marinas to sign up. However,
that's not the right reason. You really have to want to protect the water and the bay and everything to do this for the right reasons. Otherwise, you're not going to do it well and it's not going to stick.
There are now clean marina programs in Virginia, D.C., and Delaware. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.